Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. So it is Best Friends Day. That's why our impossible question was about a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you have a best friend or if you've got a couple of best friends or people you know you ride or die with, call them up, text them, take them out to lunch, let them know that you're thinking about them.
Well, there's some interesting stats. 46% of Americans said they only have one best friend, but 3 out of 4 people agree it's possible to have more than that one. Most of us met our best friend in school. Elementary and high school are the most popular stages in life to meet them. 12% said it happened after college or well after high school. 19% of people said their dog is their best friend. Only 9% said the same about cats.
Understandable.
43% of people said their significant other is one of their best friends. 22% of us have owned a best friend necklace or bracelet at some point.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, I definitely did.
I'm not a big jewelry person, though.
Yeah. I definitely did. Both of my girls definitely did. But it's not anymore.
Right.
You know, and when you're young, your friends change, too.
Sure.
You know, you go through seasons of life.
Sure.
And so, I don't even know if I still own one of those. I mean, this, like, usually those are
cheap. You probably got, like, 8 things. Halves. You've got the best. You've got that half. And there's, like, 7 other women out there walking and going, Trisha's my stuffings. And she's got the other half of my heart. And meanwhile, you got a jewelry box full of, like, Avon, kind of.
Yes. Yeah. Well, either that or you have them and you don't remember who the other half of the best friend is.
That's
when you're little.
What's worse, to have a best friend and not really have them be your best friend or to just go, I got this from some kid.
I don't know. When you're in, like, third grade and if you move away and you don't know that person anymore, I'm going to go in my jewelry box and see if I happen to have one.
You have your cap and gown from like third grade or something.
Oh, wait. You know, I couldn't find the gown for my graduation, my high school graduation.
You went ahead and kept looking for it?
It was at my parents' house. So it now.
There's a rule in my family. When you move and you're finally really out, you take all your stuff
I thought I had all of our stuff.
So your mom and dad have moved all over the United States.
They haven't moved that much.
And they moved up to E-Town to be near you guys, and they drug your silly shenanigans along with them because you never bothered to take it.
You know, for the longest time, okay, I did. Now this is really getting off subject, but
there a subject?
Well,
you
I
met
know.
Us, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So when I was pregnant, we did the belly mold for both of the girls.
Uh-huh.
And so those sat because we moved because we were military.
And you can't take them everywhere because they'll break. Yeah,
yeah. So those sat in the guest bedroom closet of my parents' house pretty much until they moved to E-Town. So I have them now.
And now you make bathroom sinks out of them.
Now, what am I going to do with them? I mean, it was a cool idea at the time.
Hang on the wall.
We've compared them many times to see the differences in the way I was, my body was.
I have seen those where people will hang them on the wall with a photograph of the baby when that was born.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I've seen them where they're painted.
Uh-huh.
Gary could do some cool artwork on it, too.
He could paint the sonogram on the baby mold.
Yes, perfect. Yeah, no.
Let's give Gary a craft project to do. It's not like he's got plenty of other things going on all the time.
But he likes a good craft project.
He does. He's very handy.
He definitely is.
For those of you that may be friends with me on Facebook or with my wife, Donna, if you saw the Pez head dispenser of my son, Keegan, Gary Caudill did that.
He crafted it from scratch.
It was awesome.